Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to another series of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Rufula, and Dr. Bill Prize. So Dr. Bill is not new to radio. He was a national presenter for 4 programs years ago, and it's very, very, very glad, like amazing. This is a very, very, it's a privilege for me personally to have him back here. And Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McVie Association of the Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speaker, coach, and a husband to the beautiful, amazing Estelle, and a father to 2 adult children and a grandfather to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futuristic, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Let's all welcome Dr. Bill Prize.
I feel absolutely warm. Welcome. I feel honored. I feel affirmed. And I am excited to be with Refilwe with me in the studio. And wow, it is just getting more and more intricate and exciting, and the dive is going deeper and deeper. And the nice thing about it is you allow me to have fun as well, Refilwe. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. And it's amazing because we're talking about companion, and here we are, different generations, but we are having fun.
And we don't need drugs to do it.
No, definitely. We definitely do not need drugs to do it. So today we're engaging on the 2 pillars of time and effort.
So I'd like the... I nearly said the congregation. I'd like the listeners to just imagine with us. And by the way, if you'd like to receive a copy of this diagram, we will make it available to you. You can just email us at inspired@drbillprice.com. inspired@drbillprice.com, all in small caps, and we'll gladly send you the diagram. So if you can imagine, in front of you is a road, but it's elevated, and there are 5 steps, and they are called values, and then you get to this road. So the 5 steps, if you look at it from the side, it's like a foundation, then there's this road. But not too far down the road is an archway. And the archway is almost like a doorway into this thing called companionship and friendship. Until that time, until you go under the archway and through it, and it kind of perpetuates itself into the future down the road. And right down on the bottom of the road, you've got communion, and you've got connection, and you've got maturity, and you've got companionship in the doing. There's this archway, so there's these 2 pillars, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There are 11 blocks that form the semicircle of this archway. And we're paying attention in this session now to looking at the 2 pillars. One of the pillars on the left is called time, and the other pillar on the right is called effort. So When we as people of interpersonal relationships, so we were created for relationship. We were created to be in union with ourselves, at one with God, and in union with others. And there are variations of that union. So we start off as acquaintances, and then we become friends, and then we become good friends, then we become best friends. Then we become soul mates, and then we become partners, and then we become married partners or partners that live together, and then we become family, and then there's children involved in it. And there's this constant evolving of this wonder and this magic called friendship. But you cannot enter the door to become a friend or to become an acquaintance if you don't apply the 2 basic things that hold everything up. And the one basic is called time, and the other one is effort. So there's a few different Greek words that one would use for time. There's chronos, and that's the daily time. It's now 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And then there's krinos, which is an appointed time. So there's a time for there's a time such as this. There's one of the scriptures in the Bible. When you read it, a lot of people say the Bible says, but the Bible doesn't say a thing. You've got to read it for yourself. So the preachers will, the Bible says, the Bible doesn't say a thing. The Bible, you have to read it, and you will read in the scripture that at the appointed time God sent his son Yeshua Jesus to the earth. And so that was a season. So God doesn't wear a watch. So the realm of time that we're living in on this planet. So if you can imagine an eternity sign as an orbit, and then there's this world on this eternity sign. So time is within the world. So there's 24 hours, and that was spoken by the Ruach, the breath, and the word of God. And he put in a 24-hour slot into the process, going for 365, once every now and again it's 366, and the world is spinning around and round and round, and it's day and night and day and night and day and night. And God created the world in that time. He created in day and night moments. Then the world, there's another broadband that goes over the world and around this eternity pathway. And that is the band of eternity. So there's a second dimension to time, and that's called eternity, and it's not time. So it was that which Einstein and them were starting to make discoveries around, about the fact of that there is space with no time in it, and that's called eternity. So my timeline is from my birth till my death. So I'm born on a certain day, and I'm going to die on a certain day. And that's on this planet. But when I die, I go through a door, because I've been created in the eternal realm. I'm a soul that will live forever. I am a living soul. I was spoken into by God in the book of Genesis. So at my birth, I breathed in the breath of 24 hours, but I also breathed in the life of God, which is eternal. So when I die, I go through a door, and then I enter into the next dimension. And by the way, I'm in that dimension now as well, in the dimension of eternity. So I'm living in two worlds at the same time, and so is everybody else on the planet. So it takes time, but time must have intention built within it. So you, time just within itself. So there's a lot of people that say, don't worry, time will heal, and time will heal. You've gone through bereavement and death and all of that kind of stuff. And so just don't worry, time will heal. Sadly, time doesn't do a thing. Time just goes tick-tock, 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 and goes by.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, I've been a Christian for 20 years, but when you listen to them and you look at their lifestyle, then you realize it's 1 year that's been repeated 20 times after another. There's no growth. They've not developed, they've not grown, they're still as immature as they were in the first year, and they're still a baby, as Paul the Apostle wrote to some of the Christians, said, I can't give you meat because you're still little babies. So time doesn't mean anything. People say, we've been married for 27 years. We're going, yeah. And then when you listen to them, it's like they've had the same year 27 times over and over and over and over. 27 Christmases, 27 anniversaries, 27 birthdays, 27 summer, spring, winter, and autumns. But they haven't changed within themselves. There's no maturity. So we're given time, and we understand that time is actually an opportunity. So this time to listen is an opportunity to grow and develop, or it's a time just to pass by. So you need to put intention in time, and say, I'm going to make the most of my time. In actual fact, we are told by Rabbi Paul in one of the scriptures that he wrote, and he said we need to buy out the time. So time is precious, and in Ecclesiastes there's a time and a season for everything, a time to live, a time to die, a time to be happy, a time to be sad, time to whatever and whatever. So time has got seasons built within it, and then on the timeline is past, present, and future. So we can look at time, and we can look into the past, and unfortunately our politicians, that's just where they're living all the time. Everybody's living in the past. And I'm going, you know what? The past has moved on, for goodness sake. Let's just move on now. Where we are now is in the present. Have we learned from the past? Stop trying to repeat the past and go back to the past. So when I counsel people and do counseling, I hardly ever go back to the past, because the past is done. It's dusted. It's over and done with. And my question to you is, what have you learned from the experiences in the past? And then there's the present, and we can live in the present, but then there's the now. That's this exact moment that you're listening to me. So I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And as you breathe out, notice your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. You're now in the now moment. You were in the present a few moments ago, but now you're in the now. Mm. You've suddenly been made aware of the now. And that's what time and the purpose of time in any relationship is. We need to be aware of the now times.
Yeah.
So when I come and visit, I've got this moment together with you. I've got an hour together with you. What can we do with this time? So we build in expectation and we build in intentionality. What are we going to do with this time? Are we going to waste it? Are we going to talk about things that are worth things? Are we going to add value to each other's life? Are we going to admonish one another? Are we going to provoke one another to good works? Are we going to encourage one another? Are we going to have fun together? What's the quality that's within this time? And that's something that's called intention. And if you don't bring that into time, then time just goes tick-tock, tick-tock, and it walks on.
Yeah.
So time is critical. And then there's also in the timeline a future. So we're moving towards the future. And the question we've got to ask in our relationship is, what's the picture that we see of ourselves in the future?
In the future, well, I see myself being a legend like you, Dr. Bill, obviously. Also, I would say I see myself mentoring a lot of upcoming young people as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's intentionality and there's expectation built into it.
Absolutely.
So time is part of vision and time is part of dream.
Mm.
And my geography teacher told me at school one day, you are the world's greatest dreamer, but you need to know, to make your dream come true, you have to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I realize the fact that I'm repeating it, so I was at school a long time ago. Archaeologists recently discovered the school in Cartonville that I attended. But so that was a long time ago. But the fact that I could remember a geography teacher saying that to me, what he taught me about geography was also quite pretty important. He taught me the difference between a mountain and a valley and a cloud and a storm and a windstorm and a hurricane and where wheat grows and all of that stuff. But what he taught me when he said that to me is something that has stayed with me forever. And then the other pillar is the pillar of effort. So effort is energy that needs to be deposited.
Mm.
So if I do not bring energy to the relationship, if I don't bring something that I'm going to deposit, what do I deposit into a relationship? Well, first of all, I deposit interest. I deposit attention. I deposit energy. I deposit emotion. I deposit the capacity to listen. I deposit, and it's all effort. I have to make an effort to listen. I've got to make an effort to understand you. There's a scripture that I read the other day that the three most difficult things to understand on the planet is the path of an eagle, a woman, and a teenager. Now, that's in the Bible. So When I read that, I thought, wow, but I mean, I need to make an effort to understand Estelle, and we've been married for 46 years, and there's still things that I don't understand about her. And there's things about me that she says she doesn't understand, and that she's given up on and said she'll never understand. But we marvel at the fact that we're a team and we work together, and we've been together for 46, 47 years. The word divorce came up 3 times and we worked through stuff. So there's a story behind, there's an effort in our relationship. And we put an effort into it to make it work. We deposited into it so that we could make this relationship work. So unless you're willing to put time and effort into any relationship, there will be no dynamic in it. There'll be no growth in it.
Yeah.
There'll be no future in it. Absolutely. It'll just be a circle or a spiral going up or down.
I just have this question as you were speaking about, especially the young people now. They have an issue of being consistent. It's like they want to do a lot of things, but because the other, like, out, let's say someone wants to be on radio, wants to be on TV, they want to go into the music industry, but then they never see anything through. It's like they do it, but then the consistency and the hard work, it's not there. How can you help such people who saying they don't have time? It's like they have pressure that before 30 I should have accomplished 1, 2, 3, but then there is no consistency in terms of what they're trying to build.
Effort has to have focus. So unless you focus, so I have a diary. And that's it's for another discussion, but you need to bring ruach into your life. You need to bring order into your life. So somewhere have a diary. Every day have a routine. So wake up 20 minutes, you exercise, 20 minutes you learn, 20 minutes you pray and meditate, and then you plan your day, and then work according to the plan. And if you don't have a plan, you've planned to fail.
Yeah.
And so consistency is about personal discipline, it's about commitment, it's about believing in your own dream and to realize that that dream has a price tag to it. And you have to pay the price with time and effort. And if you don't put time and effort into it and make time and apply effort diligently, your dream cannot come true.
Yeah.
You will walk in a circle for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That is inspiring. Walking in a circle, I believe, like with a circle, there's no start, no end.
Yeah, you it's just like, carry on and on and on. And then it's a spiral down or a spiral up, but it's frustrating in its essence anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine that. That was Dr. Bill Price on Adventures in Companionship. Remember, if you have any queries, any question, feedback, you can email him on inspired@drbillprice.com, which is inspired@drbillprice.com.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.